and visit WheelingWV.com.
It's now 8:40. You're with Pete. I've got the beat. Thanks so much for hanging out with me on your Tuesday. It is Election Day. Also this month, there's another important date. We're going to talk about that coming right up right now with Ron Miller and Kurt Winter. How you guys doing?
Doing great.
Doing all right?
Good.
I wanted to hear your voice, Kurt. I had to let people know that you're here just in case. He's already told me that Ron's going to do most of the talking. These gentlemen are with Sons of the American Revolution. And I think the best place to start with that is, Ron, just tell us what the organization is, you know, in general. You know?
Well, the Sons of the American Revolution are people who are descendants of Revolutionary War patriots. And so we can prove our lineage back to someone who served in the Revolutionary War. And we have a number of purposes, but one of our major purposes is to honor and to remember our Revolutionary War veterans. And so that kind of what's bringing us here today is because Veterans Day is next week, and we want to be sure people remember that not only was World War I and World War II and all the other wars veterans important, our veterans who started our country are pretty important as well.
The thing is, I was going over some of these notes that I was looking over. I'm amazed at the people in Washington County.
Yeah, you know, a lot of people don't maybe realize the history that we have right here in our own neighborhood.
Incredible.
We've identified over 1,000 Revolutionary War soldiers are buried right here in Washington County.
The list. I don't want to go over all of them, obviously. But some of these. You look at. There was a nurse in the Continental Army, a drummer boy.
Yeah, we've got a couple drummer boys, and we've got people who served with Washington at Valley Forge. We have some people who served with Washington when they went to attack Trenton. Some really interesting service. But not only did they serve with Washington, they served right here in Washington County as part of the militia. So we've had no major battles here, but we've had a lot of skirmishes with the Indians during that time. And so we've got a lot of guys who defended the homeland here, right here in Washington County.
And I'll sidestep this for just a minute and then come back to some things. So we'll probably do some hopscotching here. So you're a nonprofit, correct?
Yes, absolutely. We're a non-political, nonprofit organization.
You take donations, I would assume, to help.
Absolutely.
You.
Yeah, yeah. That's how we can do the projects that we do.
All right. I wanted to put that out there first because, when you're listening to this and you hear some of the things that these gentlemen get involved in and do, and you think, yeah, I want to give a little – write a check out. This is what we want you to do, because you're planting these signs.
Yes.
Okay.
And what it is, as the cemeteries get older, time goes on, these stones are starting to wear out.
Yeah.
In some cases, they're missing altogether. So we want to be sure we remember these patriots. So that's why we've started to install. We've identified 57 different cemeteries that we can get a sign into. And the sign simply says, Revolutionary War soldiers are buried in this cemetery. And then it lists their names and, there's in some cases, their dates. And the neat thing about the sign is we've got a QR code on every sign. So you scan this QR code, and it takes you to a web page that tells you pretty much everything we know about that patriot.
That's awesome.
Now, in some cases, we don't know very much. But in a number of cases, we've got a lot of information about those patriots.
You may find this very strange, but like I used to walk the cemetery here in Washington a lot because, one, you're going uphill, so it's good exercise.
Yeah, yep.
But you start to see, as you start doing this, you start to notice some of those stones that you're talking about and these monuments that you're talking about. And, yes, I mean, the time is a terrible thing, you know, on these. They weather, they fall apart. And when I saw that you were doing this, I just thought, what a great idea. And then to see that you have that little code that you can.
Yeah, the QR code.
Yeah,
yeah, that just makes it, brings it into today's world that you can really find out a lot more information about these guys.
So I got to ask Kurt real quick, how did you get involved in all this?
Well, it's kind of a funny story because my wife and her family were in the Daughters of the American Revolution. And so I became interested in history through that organization, which is similar to the Sons of the American Revolution. It's just the female descendants. And so then I found my own ancestor that I was related to that served in the Revolutionary War. And in the meantime, we had been going to meetings, you know, because we're all interested in history. And basically, it's a family type of experience because there's the daughters of the American Revolution, the sons, and also the children of the American Revolution. So we try to get everyone involved.
That's incredible. It really is. If people that are listening right now, before I go back to some of this other stuff that you're doing, if they want to donate, how do they go about doing that?
Probably the easiest way is to go to our website. And if you want more information about our signs, it's all on the website. It's very simple, georgewashingtonchapter.com.
Yeah, and I saw that too. It says George Washington Chapter, which is people should be easily remembering that, correct?
Here in Washington County, you would think,
You would think so. So far to date, you have what? How many signs have you put in?
Well, we have about 26, 27 signs. In fact, we're doing 5 more again tomorrow. And the weather, I think, is going to kind of hold us up here. But come next spring, we expect to have all 57 in, in the springtime. And then coming up in the spring, I've got to give a little plug for this because this is pretty exciting. We're partnering with the David Bradford House Association, and we are co-sponsoring a scavenger hunt in the spring. And I can't tell you too much about it because we're working on the details now, but it's going to be a pretty exciting thing and some nice prizes for people who go to the Whiskey Rebellion sites and go to some of these cemeteries and find out about this history in their backyards here.
That's a great idea, actually. Not a good idea. It's a great idea. How long have you both been involved in this project?
Well, we started this project about 6 months ago or so. And what we found, the reception from the cemeteries has been overwhelming. In fact, many of the board members on the different cemeteries that we've contacted have given money and said, hey, we thank you for the sign here, but we want you to keep doing this. And so far, all of our signs have really been donations. And then the DAR, the Washington County chapter of the DAR, donated enough money for 11 signs to co-sponsor. And then we've also gotten a grant from the Washington County Community Foundation. Great group of people, and they've been very supportive.
How do you, it's easier than I think, how do you get younger people involved in this? How do you get the kids in school? Do you go there? Do you try to reach out? How would you do that?
Well, we've tried a number of different programs. We've got some youth contests, poster contests, an oration contest. We have an Eagle Scout a grant that we give. So we've got a number of ways to kind of hope that they'll get involved. But we think the scavenger hunt coming up this spring is going to do a lot. And we're reaching out to the public schools, and we're going to be reaching out to the homeschooling groups in hopes of getting the kids to go to these different locations and really learn firsthand, about history.
That's really important. I mean, you have to get these, when you're young. You get them when they're young, they learn about this, and then you'll have people just like you later keeping things going,
Yeah.
It's a wonderful thing.
The great thing here in Washington County, there's so much history. And we've got so many things going on, like the Whiskey Rebellion Festival and so forth, that people are really, seeing, I think, that the history that we have and learning about it.
If you're just joining us, we've been talking with Ron Miller and Kurt Winter. They are with the Sons of the American Revolution. And the other date, of course, that we're alluding to is coming up is Thursday, November 11th, which is Veterans Day. So you want to make sure you take the time to remember all veterans, of course. But this goes back to the people that's why we're here.
Exactly right. These are the people that put their lives on the line, literally, to start our country.
The fascinating part, real quick before I let you guys go, because it is fascinating. You can really talk about this forever. The part, I get the nurses, I get the war, but the drummer boys, I just, in my head, I'm going, so they volunteer in this and they're just going to drum. They know they're going to probably get killed.
Well, in many cases, the drummer boys were the younger groups. So we've got a drummer boy that's buried at Pervine Cemetery in Claysville. And then we've got another one in Florence. Elijah Crawford in Florence were drummer boys.
That to me is the incredible part of all this. When you think about the different things you go on. But there's a great list, and if you're going to take the time and be part of this, then take the time to make a little donation too. Again, the best way to go to your website?
GeorgeWashingtonChapter.com.
There you go. Guys, thanks for coming in.
Okay, thank you.
I really
thank
appreciate you. It. You really could talk to these gentlemen for like a day and learn something. So if you get a chance, make sure you check out the signs, do the scan, learn about these things, and it wouldn't hurt to make a donation, that's for sure.